You probably have to grow up before you really understand your parents, before you know what motivates them and matters to them. Now in his 30s, commentator Peter Heller has his mother's number.
My mother has a strong penchant for firearms. She is a petite, genteel woman who says vase and tomato without affectation, and who believes without question that a man ought to stand when a woman enters a room. She also chews gum like a teenager and owns an umbrella with a sword in the handle. The last time she took a combat pistol shooting course, she called me from her hotel in New Hampshire. "Do you remember my 38?" she said. "Yes, a lady something. A Lady Smith. The grip is smaller." "Right," I said. "I'm having the hammer bobbed." "Good idea," I said. "What's that mean?" "It means they file down the hammer so that it doesn't snag when I execute a speed draw out of my purse." "Do you execute that?" I said. "Oh, yes," she said, growing excited. "I can knock down a running assassin at 20 yards. I remembered a weekend the summer before when we were visiting her sister in Idaho. Mom and I stopped in at a gun shop in the little town of Haley. Before half an hour was up, the owner succumbed to his fascination, closed up shop, and we headed to a remote dirt bank outside of town. We set up old bottles and cans, and the man called my mother ma'am and was deferential and patronizing as he showed her how to use his .45 automatic. Mom smiled politely. Then she emptied the magazine, knocking down everything she pointed at. I noticed that the man continued to be deferential, but began to call my mother respectfully by her first name, which is Carol. Some of us in the family have so much faith in Mom's charm that we can't understand how a mere weapon would ever enhance her personal safety. A few years ago, pre-pistols, she got a call in the middle of the night from St. Luke's Hospital. The nurse said that her cousin Peter was dying. Mom loved him dearly. She dressed quickly, took a subway uptown, and saw him for the last time. St. Luke's is on the south side of Harlem. It was in November, bone-chilling, and 4 a.m. as Mom made her way down Morningside Drive to the subway station. Her head was filled with memories of her cousin, and she was crying a little as she walked. The boulevard was completely deserted. Suddenly, two men jumped out of a doorway. They were big. They blocked her way and glared. "Your shirt's torn," Mom told us, she said to one. "You must be freezing. Would you like a safety pin?" The men stared at her, dumbstruck. Mom speaks to everyone with respect. She opened her purse and rooted around. "Here," she said. She reached up and pinned the man's shirt. When he found his voice, he thanked her. Then he told her that this was a very dangerous neighborhood, and the two insisted on walking her to a corner and waiting with her while she hailed a cab. Now that my mother is armed and skilled, she leaves her guns at home. She must have come to realize what we in the family have always known, that my mother, equipped only with a rare poise, is a force to be reckoned with.
Peter Heller lives in Paonia, Colorado. He comes to us with the help of public radio station KVNF.